Trump campaign, "We won Pennsylvania, on track to win re-election by end of the week." By Charlie Spiering on November 4, 2020. President Donald Trump's campaign on Wednesday announced they had won the state of Pennsylvania and were on track to win both Arizona and the president's re-election by the end of the week. "We are declaring a victory in Pennsylvania. This is not based on gut or feel. This is based on math," Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien said on Wednesday in a conference call with reporters. Currently, President Trump holds a margin of about 454,000 votes in Pennsylvania and 1.12 million votes are still outstanding. For Biden to win, the campaign estimated, he would need to win 78% of the remaining votes. Stepien noted that there were still 170,000 votes in Philadelphia County and 61,000 in Montgomery County, both of which favored Biden. But there were still a lot of votes coming from Trump country areas of Pennsylvania such as York County, Butler County, and Blair County. The Trump campaign announced a press conference for Wednesday afternoon with Eric Trump, Laura Trump, former mayor of New York City Rudy Giuliani, former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, and campaign senior advisor Corey Lewandowski to make sure all the votes cast were legal. "They are there to ensure that we don't see magical ballots delivered by Governor Wolf," Trump senior campaign advisor Jason Miller said. He also predicted a victory for the president in Arizona. Although President Trump was 93,509 votes behind Biden, there are an estimated 605,000 ballots left to count, which Miller identified as votes mostly cast on Election Day and from areas supporting the president. Trump only needed to win about 57.73% of the remaining votes in Arizona to win the state, he calculated. "We call on both Fox News and the Associated Press to immediately withdraw their calling the state for Joe Biden," Miller said. Miller said the campaign would win North Carolina and Georgia and have enough votes for victory. "By the end of this week, it will be clear to the entire nation that President Trump and Vice President Pence will be re-elected for another 4 years," he said.